From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Ulang. Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo asked regional heads to take advantage of the regional revenue and expenditure budget, or APBD, by increasing labor-intensive programs in a bid to create many jobs in the regions. This was emphasized by President Joko Widodo in a press release from the Presidential Secretariat in Jakarta on Thursday. He conveyed this when giving a briefing to the participants of the regional head coordination meeting in 2021, which was held virtually from the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. In addition to labor-intensive programs, President Joko Widodo also asked local governments to immediately execute the social assistance for the community. Bank Indonesia has raided currency amounting to 152.14 trillion rupiah to cater the public's needs during Ramadan and Idul Fitri 2021. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, Executive Director Head of the Money Management Department of Bank Indonesia, Marlison Hakim, stated during an online press conference on Wednesday that the need for currency for Idul Fitri 2021 is estimated to climb by 39.33% compared in 2020. He pointed out in comparison with the realization in 2020, the provision of currency of 152.14 trillion rupiah in 2021 has increased by 39.33%, or as much as 109.20 trillion rupiah. The first influencing factor is the macroeconomic assumption that is improving in line with positive changes in the economic condition. The second factor is the expedited realization of cash social assistance ahead of the Idul Fitri holiday. Spokesperson of the Indonesian Medical Association, ITIS, Iris Rengganis, affirmed that the vaccine produced by Chinese company Sinovac is appropriate for use as its efficacy was above the threshold set by the World Health Organization, or WHO. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Rengganis, concurrently head of the advocacy team for vaccination, noted in a statement on Wednesday that the WHO announces that the efficacy must be at least 50%. Hence, anything above 50% is feasible. She also said this is because ED needs it during the COVID-19 pandemic. Hence, ED does not really look at brands anymore. Rengganis pointed out that the most important aspect is the vaccine availability and safety, so there was no need to fuss about the aspect of effectiveness. Indonesia is ranked 9th among countries that have vaccinated their citizens against the COVID-19. Indonesia is also ranked 4th in terms of inoculation conducted by the state rather than the vaccine producer. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, this was affirmed by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto in a written statement released on Wednesday. He remarked that 15.6 million doses of the vaccine were administered to the public as of April 13, 2021. He added that the policy has proven effective in stemming the transmission of COVID-19 owing to a downward trend in the number of new confirmed COVID-19 cases in almost all provinces, including in Jakarta. The percentage of active cases in Indonesia currently stands at 6.9%, well below the global average of 17.35%. Let's move on to the international news. President Joe Biden has pledged that the USA will continue to support Afghanistan after withdrawing all U.S. troops, but not militarily. As quoted by BBC.com, President Joe Biden in a speech from the White House room where U.S. airstrikes there were first declared in 2001 said that it is time to end America's longest war. The official said the pullout is to coincide with the 20th anniversary of the 11 September 2001 terror attacks. At least 2,500 U.S. troops are part of the 9,600-strong NATO Afghan mission. According to research published on Thursday, China needs to halve carbon dioxide emission from its coal-fired power plants by the end of the decade if it is to remain on course to become carbon neutral by 2060. As reported by Reuters.com, according to London-based climate data provider Transition Zero to halve emission, the world's biggest producer of climate-warming greenhouse gas must shut, retrofit, or put into reserve capacity as much as 364 gigawatts of coal-fired power by 2030, around a third of its current total. The research used satellite imagery and machine learning to estimate carbon emission from China's coal-fired plants. It also estimated that China could save $1.6 trillion to replacing the majority of its coal-fired power plants with clean alternatives. Spokesman of German government Stefan Seibert said on Wednesday that German Chancellor Angela Merkel and U.S. President Joe Biden called on Russia to pull back troops from the Ukrainian border to de-escalate the situation in the region. As reported by Reuters.com, the United States and NATO allies have been alarmed by the large buildup of Russian troops near Ukraine and in Crimea, the peninsula that Moscow annexed from Kiev in 2014. Russia and Ukraine held simultaneously military drills on Wednesday as NATO foreign and defense ministers began emergency discussion on the massing of Russian troops near the Ukrainian border. In their phone call, Merkel and Biden discussed the latest development in eastern Ukraine and called on Russia to avoid any further escalation. The government spokesman Stefan Seibert said that the chancellor and the president agreed that Russia should reduce the latest troops in reinforcement in order to de-escalate the situation. That was the news.
Almost all Muslims across the globe are fasting in the holy month of Ramadan since Tuesday. This is the second year of fasting amid the pandemic that is yet to see any end. Some worship at mosques and houses still must follow the health protocols to prevent spreading COVID-19. It is a dilemma to the worship amid the pandemic. Because usually during Ramadan, almost all collective activities are centered at mosques or other meeting places. Even vaccination cannot guarantee that all people will be immune from getting infected. Last year, Indonesian government banned all activities at mosques to prevent massive virus spread. This year, the activities are allowed, especially Taraweeh prayer can be done at mosque, again without health protocol including limited people capacity. While breaking the fast together at mosque and other places is still not getting any permission. Fasting is not only about not eating and not drinking for the whole day. It's more about self-control. So, during the ongoing pandemic, including in Indonesia, fasting means controlling oneself from risking the virus spread.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei dai hou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door and masker the dragon. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We start our segment Today in History with the event on April 15, 1912, when the Titanic sank. The RMS Titanic was a British super passenger ship that sank in the North Atlantic Ocean on April 15, 1912, after hitting an iceberg. The ship sank during its maiden voyage from Southampton, England to New York City, the USA. The sinking of the Titanic left 1,514 people dead. The tragedy is one of the deadliest maritime disasters in history. Titanic was the largest ship in the world at the time. Next event was in 1936, about Arab Rebellion. April 15, 1936 was the first day of the Arab Rebellion in Palestine. The Arab Revolt in Palestine that occurred until 1939 was an Arab uprising against British colonial ruler and the massive immigration of Jews to Palestine, According to data from Britain, British soldiers and police killed around 2,000 Arabs in combat, 108 were hung, and 961 people were killed for alleged terrorist acts. The last event was in 1989 on football disaster in Hillsborough, England. The football disaster occurred at the Hillsborough Stadium in Sheffield during the FA Cup semi-final between Nottingham Forest and Liverpool. 5 minutes after the match started, more than 2,000 Liverpool fans were still unable to enter the stadium. As a result, they crowded out of control. The match was ordered to stop immediately. Police and match officials tried to help those trapped to climb over the safety fence. At least 93 football fans were trampled to death in the rush. The corpses were lifted forward and laid out in the field. Most of them were teenagers and children. At least 200 people were injured and about 20 people were seriously injured. This accident has been called the UK's worst sport disaster. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
In the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out. Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai. Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai. Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Gonna
you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Lore Lindu National Park established cooperation on living boundary planting with 20 villages around the conservation area in Poso and Sigi Regency Central Sulawesi Province. The cooperation was signed by head of the Lore Lindu National Park, Jusman, and representative of the 20 villages in Palu on Tuesday. Jusman said, the Lore Lindu National Park as a conservation area plays a key role in keeping and preserving the continuity of forest ecosystem function in Sigi and Poso. Planting the living boundary aims to make a clear border between Lore Lindu National Park and location outside it in a bid to support integrity of the national park. Apart from giving the legitimacy to area limits, the living boundary can also contribute to the economy by selecting plants that produce non-wood forest products for the local people. The living fence planting will also support the ecosystem restoration program in Lore Lindu National Park. Jusman further stated that the living boundary will be planted for 5,000 meters long in every conservation partner village by empowering the local people of those villages. The plans for living boundaries were chosen with participation. They are Lore Lindu National Park original trees and multi-purpose tree species or MPTS, such as candlenut, avocado durian, and many others, whose products can benefit the people and fulfill forestry elements. The boundary setting used agroforestry model that had been discussed with the people. This aims to develop the sense of ownership in the people.
Ramadan full of blessing with Voice of Indonesia. We present you many programs. The story of Indonesian ambassadors, diaspora, and students fasting in many countries. Also, interesting and heartfelt stories of Indonesian security forces, the National Army and National Police, in the border area, far from their family, fasting in the border of Indonesia. You can find it all in All About Ramadan, Voice of Indonesia, 1442 Hijri.
Getarannya tak lagi sama.
Well, listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
Sate or satay is a typical Indonesian culinary delicacy made of meat that is cut into small pieces and skewered with bamboo, then grilled over hot coals. According to a senior researcher at the Center for Food and Nutrition Studies at Gajah Mada University, Mordiati Garjito, Indonesia has 252 types of sate. All of these types are scattered throughout Indonesia. One of them is in the province of Aceh. Aceh has a special type of satay called satay matang. Today's edition of Indonesian Wonder is going to introduce you to satay matang culinary. The name satay matang is taken from the name of a place in Aceh, namely Matang Gelempang Dua City, Biren Regency. The local people said it is the place where satay matang was first introduced. Satay matang has become popular and known by a wider community since the 90s. Until now, satay matang has started spreading widely to major cities in Indonesia. The basic ingredients of satay matang are made from mutton or beef. Before being grilled, the skewered meat is then soaked in a fine spice consisting of coriander, shallot, garlic, lemongrass, ginger, galangal, hazelnut, turmeric, salt, and brown sugar. Satay matang is served with thick peanut sauce with a sweet, spicy taste. This dish is even more delicious when eaten with warm white rice. Uniquely, the satay is also eaten with soup or mutton broth, which is sprinkled with fried potatoes and fried onions. Satay matang has a distinctive taste. The combination of the savory taste of satay in soup, as well as the sweet taste of peanut sauce, produces a delicious taste sensation. The texture of the meat is soft. Satay matang is easily found in various restaurants in Aceh. The price of satay matang is 3,000 rupiah to 5,000 rupiah per skewer. Generally, one portion of rice plus a plate of satay and soup cost 25,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah.
It's once in a lifetime. I'm so tired of frowning. You're no healer. You think that I need you. You can't keep me from falling. I'm too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. I'm never gonna be what you want anymore. Dragging me down.
maybe it's not your intention. Where were you when I'm crying? Just leave. Just leave. Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance. I'm gonna take a chance, take that chance for me.
Well, the listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, innovation was again presented by the research team from Bandung Institute of Technology in handling COVID-19 pandemic. This time, innovation comes through a 3-in-1 face protector tool made by Dr. Yuli Setyo Indartono and a team from the Faculty of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering of Bandung Institute of Technology. Dr. Yuli Setyo Indartono said that the 3-in-1 face protector is a tool that has three functions, as the name implies. The three functions in the face protector replace three tools, namely the N95 mask, face shield, and goggle. These three functions are replaced by one tool that is supplied with air with a blower. However, this tool has a very broad scope and is not limited to handling COVID-19, but it can be used in other industrial and service sectors. Dr. Yuli said that the initial idea to create the 3-in-1 face protector arose when he saw the snorkel mask. Besides, he felt that the medical personnel who are currently working are quite overwhelmed when they have to use three separate tools, namely mask, face shields, and goggle. He also explained that the work process of this tool is to filter the air into the blower through the N95 filter and then spray it into the snorkeling mask, which is impermeable and stickable to the surface of the face. This brings about positive inside pressure. No outside air enters through the side gap because there is a positive pressure supply from the blower, and this makes the 3-in-1 face protector safe to use. Several advantages are owned by this tool created by Dr. Yuli along with several master students, namely Ivan Farozan, Muhammad Aska, and Wildan Rahmawan Ruiz. This tool is convenient and efficient in energy. In addition, the N90 filter, which is used industrial grade, is easy to replace and available in the market. So, there is no conflict between the N95 mask stock and medical personnel. This was based on the experience last year, on which N95 masks were expensive and difficult to obtain. Terabyte, this 3-in-1 face protector, uses an industrial-grade filter. Its ability is the same, but its form is different. This tool is still being developed, and it is hoped that it can be commercialized sooner at an affordable price for health or industrial facilities. That was miscellany.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku ochoku yoshite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, detecting overdriving van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today I'm going to present to you a religious song entitled Keagungan Tuhan. The song was sung by Rita Effendi. She is an Indonesian pop singer who has been active since 1987. The song Keagungan Tuhan was sung serenely. This song, written by Amalik Buzaid, was previously popularized by senior singer Ida Laila. Since its release, the song has been rearranged by many musicians in Indonesia, including Deloitte, Titi Sandora, Ikke Nurjana, Fidi Aldiano, and Iis Dahlia. The song calls for a listener to repent and continue to do something good before they passed away. Here is Keagungan Tuhan by Rita Effendi.
Insyaflah wahai manusia,
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia. Thank you.
thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.